everyone, and welcome to Silent Stars, the podcast about mascots, where you get to know what truly goes on behind the mask. I'm your host, Brian, and today I'm joined with my coworker and mascot friend, Ben Schaefer. Ben, how you doing, man?
I'm doing pretty good. How are you?
I'm good. How long you been in the mascot industry?
I
feel like you've been longer than me, actually, because didn't you do the Bulldog
one? I did Bulldog. That was in, I think, freshman year. I did it for one thing.
Dang. So yeah, you actually, tell you what, you have a year on me then, because I only started doing my high school mascot in my sophomore year. So.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So it kind of sucks because I don't get to do all 4 years as a mascot. I'm still going to try and walk across graduation anyway.
Yeah.
So today's episode is just going to be about, you know, me and Ben's experience. You know, we're on the younger side of the mascot community. We're only just starting. We know some dudes who have been doing it over 10 years. We have one guy 19 years. Ben, you plan on keeping on doing this as much as you can?
I hope so. I mean, I love this job a lot, and I'm going to hope, like, I want to be in this job as long as I can.
Yeah,
like,
same.
It's a really fun job to do. I might try and do it. If my college has a mascot, I might try and get into that. I know they do, but yeah. I might try and get into that.
That's the thing. Like, some of them you got to audition for. Like, I want to go to Millersville. Millersville does, like, a student job, right? So, like, while I'm doing it, I'll be getting paid and stuff. So,
oh, really?
But I'm hoping I don't have to audition because I've never had to audition before. But it's like, I don't know. Auditions are interesting.
How do you even audition for a mascot?
I think, like, companies, they do it. There's so many ways. Like, I don't think they do it where it's like you go on a stage in front of like judges and you just like interact. I think they literally like put you in the costume and they just have you do a game maybe and see how you do. And then they do that with other people. And then, like, from what I've been told, like, because I talk with other mascots online, and like some of them told me, like, yeah, they just literally put them like in the costume and they just say, hey, go out, go interact and stuff. And I guess they just choose from there, which honestly, like, I would prefer that type of audition because it's a lot less, well, obviously there's pressure, but like that, not as much as just being in a lone room with just judges being in front of you. Like,
yeah, I feel that
stuff like that. But yeah, like, I don't know. It depends on like how popular the character is. Like, obviously MLB ones, like major leagues. Probably gonna have to audition for, but
yeah
I mean, we're just gonna go over like some conflicts we face, some fun moments obviously, because that's like 90% of the job, and just you know, as I said, why we do it. So Ben, let's just let's start off with you, dude. Like, why do you do it? Why do you feel like, you know, putting a mask on and being someone you're not is just like, why?
Well, first off, I did mean to apply for it, but at the same time I applied to be a photographer at first, and I was like, the mascot thing was also there. I'm like, you know, it'd be cool if I don't get the photography job, maybe I got that. And I did have experience before, so that's why I did do it, and I got that job instead. I'm like, all right, this is gonna be something new, something I've done before, but this will be in a bigger setting, bigger stage. So I did it, and like, first game I fell in love with it. I don't know, it's something about like just seeing like the kids happy and making people's days, because like when I was younger, I used to go to the Reading Phillies all the time.
Yeah.
And I used to be happy seeing the mascots, and they made my day. And the fact knowing that I remember doing that or having that feeling, and now knowing that I can give that feeling to other kids.
Yeah, like that's the thing, man. Like, not even just kids, man. Like, sometimes you just make, like, you can make an adult's day so much better. And it's like, that's probably something people don't know, is it's like one simple thing we do, like we just be an idiot, make them laugh. Like, I mean, that can just change someone's day. Like, the whole, like, that's kind of my thing as well, is just like seeing everybody so happy. Like, and you know, you're doing all that, you're not even talking to them, you're not cracking jokes, like you do all of it with action, and it's just it's just amazing seeing everybody so happy and stuff. And I mean, yeah, I kind of did what you did. Like, I applied for the video, like the camera operator position, as well as the mascot position, and video people never even got back to me. And
same,
like,
photo.
And like only the mascot dude got back to me. And I was just like, you know what? I mean, first job, I'm excited. Like, it gets me out of the house over the summer. And that was, that was something I was longing for, was because I would just be sitting in the house all day. And I just needed something to do.
Same.
And I did it for my high school's open house, fell in love with it right away. And like, I'm the only student, like, they told me, they said, like, that I was the only student who's like consistently done it over the years. And
really?
That made me feel good. Cause, like I was just kind of sad that no one's been doing it. And like, I've seen the mascot, but it was always just some volunteer, some kid. They were like, hey, we just need someone in there.
Cause people don't take it like serious. Like,
yeah.
Cause usually with sports, if it's a specific mascot, it's just a season. So during the off season, there's no mascot. I mean, they can go to events,
yeah,
but it's not as big or not as long as like a sporting event.
And it's like, I don't know if you get this feeling, but it's like when I go to a game or like something or like some other team and I just see their mascot and they're like, obviously my ego's through
you
the
judge
roof.
Them,
like
yeah.
I'm so up there like, gosh, I'm so much better than them. Cause,
exactly.
And you know, it's like, they're just a high school kid. Like mm-hmm. they've probably didn't even want to do this
mm-hmm.
or they're just doing it for fun. But yeah, I don't know. My ego just inflates so hard when I see like a just a mascot like just standing still, and I'm just gosh, come on, like do something.
When I was at the Redner's event center for Wilson, we were in like the event center for a morning game or something, and they had no mascots, but they had an intern in screwball just for intro, and they ran out for the intros, and I'm like, that guy has no emotion. Like, I'm like, I asked the mascot, but he wouldn't let me, but I get what you mean, like critiquing them or judging them.
It's like, a part of me hates doing it, but at the same time, it's kind of hard not to.
Mm-hmm.
Now, obviously, you know, I don't go up to them and being like, dude, you got to do something. I had a dude like two nights ago, actually, no, Sunday night, like I was at the Rebels doing my basketball team,
mm-hmm.
and I was on the sidelines taunting and stuff, doing what I usually do. And like, I was just on the sidelines, and some dude was like, get off the sidelines, go find some action. And I was just like so astonished, because I was like, what do you mean? Like, my job is to, you know, be an idiot. So it's like when I'd walk past him, or when I'd be slamming my foot on the bleachers, I would intentionally go right behind him and be doing it. And then when I walked past him, I like put my hand up to my ear, like, are you saying something? Like, I don't know. I love being, it sounds bad, I love being rude. Obviously, it's all jokes.
Yeah.
Like,
I get that.
Like, when I do it at the basketball team, you know, I'm throwing L's at them whenever they miss free throws. Whenever they're yelling at the ref, I'm putting a crybaby motion up. But at the end of the game, I go over, I shake their hands. Obviously, it's all in good fun. Cause
I don't do that. I call them smelly, I point at them, then I point at my butt.
Oh, well, yeah. I mean, that stuff.
But it's all jokes.
It's different because, I mean, that's baseball. Like, and, like, we don't get to go out on the field after the game and, like, mm-hmm. shake hands with them or anything. But,
yeah,
for basketball, like, I get to shake their hands and stuff. But, I don't really mean most of the stuff. I do. I think
most
it's most of it, yeah. I think my favorite is doing the crybaby thing to the players when they're yelling at the refs, like, because mm-hmm. I've heard some like audience laughs from that one.
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah, I love, like, I mean, you said it, like, just, I mean, literally in this job, we get paid to be idiots. We get paid to act like children.
And it's nice because like no one except for our family and friends know who we are, and especially it's fun with me because I have ADHD and I obviously like have medicine that helps me like not go crazy, if that makes sense. I don't, that sounds kind of wrong,
right?
But like I get to like I don't want to say not be myself when I'm on the medicine, obviously, but like it makes me more like focused.
Like,
but when I mascot, I can do whatever I want. I can obviously be focused. And
you know, to me, it sounds like ADHD as a mascot is like a superpower. Like,
yeah,
that sounds like
fun.
Something that would be cool to have, because like I've seen you like when we perform together on nights, you definitely have more you're so much more willing to like, I still sometimes find myself being a little nervous to do stuff even though no one knows who I am.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, like, because like I see you like conducting the bands and stuff before that. And it's like, I'm like, wow, I don't know how, like, it's crazy that he, you know, like how you're just so willing to go out there. And it's like, I shouldn't be scared to do that stuff. Because I don't know. It's just like something in me sometimes. I'm just like, no, I shouldn't do that. But then it's like, when the game's over, I'm like, why didn't I do that? Like, because like no one cares. The regret, like, I'm supposed to be doing that. I don't know.
What just goes on my mind is like, they don't know who you are.
Yeah.
So that's the only reason why I do it, is because like they don't know who I am.
That's like, I think that's something, that's something everybody like overlooks. Like, everybody, well, okay, let me ask you this. What is the most common question you get asked
in a mask, like as the mascot?
Yeah, when you're out suiting, and you know this, a random adult comes up to you, old lady, something like that, what do they say to you? You know this.
How hot are you?
Yep. Is it hot in there? You must be sweating. Mm-hmm. Oh my god, like cannot express how much people ask that. And I'm not saying it's a bad question, because it's, I mean, curiosity, obviously. Mm-hmm. You know, they don't know what we're doing.
Yeah.
And well, the obvious answer is yes, it's hot, it mm-hmm. sucks, it's sweating, we literally look like we showered after every game.
Oh yeah.
But like whenever you know, people just think of mascotting, they think, okay, well, I'm gonna be hot and I can't see for crap. And I mean, that's true
most of the time.
That's yeah. I mean, well, we can't even lie, like sometimes the vision, and you know, it varies costume to costume, but
yeah,
some vision's better than others, but the heat's always going to be there. I mean, that's just something guaranteed.
Yeah.
And I know there's some people that can handle it well. Some people like genuinely get like borderline passing out from it. Mm-hmm. And you know, people have passed out, but like, I don't know, overall, like people just don't actually see how fun it is. Like,
cause they just think of the, I feel like in today's world, all people think it's just negative, and that's why they just think, oh, they're hot. Not, oh, they're having fun.
Yeah, exactly. Like no one actually knows like how much fun we're having. Well, you know, we've covered some positives, but there's negatives. And I mean, that's with everything. Like, you know, we get a lot of applause, we get a lot of love, but you know, there's going to be people that are, you know, mean, like disrespectful, teenagers especially. I mean, like we deal with it on a daily basis. That's either, you know, they smack our head or they try to pull our glove off, like,
or take off your head.
Take off your head. That's the worst, man.
Happened to me 6 times.
Yeah. They just grab it. And it's like, and half the time, like, the parents, they don't do anything.
They just
like,
laugh.
They just laugh, or, like, they just never, like, intervene or, and, you know, some do intervene, obviously, but, like, sometimes they just let the kids do it.
That's why we have the escort Diamond Girls.
Yeah, the Diamond
But,
Girls.
Like, I feel like the only people that would actually say something are Amy or Lexi or Jenna. Like, all the newer ones.
Yeah.
They just
the
don't
newer
care.
Ones, yeah. Sometimes they just literally, like, they kind of just don't. Because I feel like they don't know what to do. Like, yeah. I feel like they're scared to come off as rude.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, like, we can't stick up for ourselves.
Yeah.
Like, we're not allowed to, like, grab their arm or, you know, smack their hand away or anything like that. Like, we need our escorts to say something to them.
Because, I almost did hit a kid.
Yeah. Well, hey, look, sometimes that stuff happens. I'll tell you, my first day, like, actually getting in costume, I was Bucky, and I literally knocked over someone's beer in the dugout suite. In my first season, I knocked over 2 drinks.
Huh?
Yeah. One the first game of the season, and then it was like one of the last games of the season, but luckily no one claimed the drink. Like, mm-hmm. there was no one near it. So it's like I knocked it over, but everybody was like, oh, we don't know whose that is. So I was like, first time I did it, I was just breathing a sigh of relief because, you know, I don't know how people would, you know,
take that.
We see people hammered at baseball games, and I mean, it's
Thursday.
Yeah. Wait. Here, let's hear your
just a drunk guy with 2 beers, one in one hand, other in the other. Wow, a beer in the left hand and a baseball bat beer in his right hand.
Yeah, these there baseball bat beers are huge.
Like, and he was taking a sip out of each one, and just, I was in Change Up the Turtle, and he was like heckling me, saying, "Change up, you're looking a bit thirsty, you want a sip?" And he's just saying that over and over again for about 10 minutes straight, because like they had a long inning and I was waiting to go out.
But yep,
just heckling me. And my Diamond Girl wasn't saying anything.
Yeah, and there's another situation where, you know, we need the escort to step in. Like, mm-hmm, like, because obviously we don't know how to interact, like, especially when it comes to, like, alcohol and stuff. Like,
I've dealt with that a few times.
Yeah. I mean, well, borderline, like, the way we're regulated was, like, we're not allowed to touch food. We're not allowed to touch food or hair, I think it is. It's like...
Oh, hair? Oh.
Well, it's like...
I've done
that. When I say touch hair, like, you can't, like... I don't think you can, like, mess someone's hair up, like throw your hands on it or, like, pull on their hair.
I've messed people's hair.
It's before. Okay, you know?
Like, I just feel like that's a little kid. Like,
well, yeah, a little kid is okay. I think it's just mainly... I don't want to... I'm just assuming this is what it is, but I think it's, like, in case they have, like, a wig on or something.
Or maybe lice.
Yeah.
Getting or on,
like,
the fur.
Yeah, like, or you... Like, I feel like it's, I don't know, I feel like it's something... And obviously, food isn't obvious, because, like, if we mess up someone's food, you know, they paid for it. We didn't do anything.
Yeah.
So, now, like, you know, God forbid the day comes, like, accidentally knock someone's... And something I do, like, when people walk by me with, like, a tray of fries, is like I jokingly, like, smack my hand upward, and I feel like that's gonna bite me one day. I feel like one day I'm gonna do that and I'm gonna actually hit the tray. Obviously, if that happens, I'm gonna pay for it, because I don't want to just walk away, because that would, like, genuinely make somebody mad. I mean, I would be mad, especially if they just walk away and, like, just don't offer to pay or, you know, do anything like that. Like, it's just, I don't know. There's a lot of, like, people get angry, and borders, like, borderlines, boundaries, I should have been saying. Boundaries are pretty huge. Like, sometimes, like, the moment you walk towards somebody, you can kind of just instantly tell that they don't want you around them. Like, we see that with little kids a lot. Like, a little kid just start crying. Like,
I had an incident with that. I think it might have been Thursday. I didn't tell you this. I was out for photos before the game, and this family came in. It was the mom, I'm not sure if her dad was there, and then a little two little sisters and a little kid, all around probably 6 or 7 years old. But I forget what I was in, actually. But I was doing, like, a peekaboo because they're young. That was later. I saw them, and they were calling my name. So usually what I do sometimes, I was in quack, and I run up to them with, like, left foot high, right foot high, like, acting like a duck. And I didn't realize this, but the boy had, I think he might have had Down syndrome, but I couldn't tell. It was like... Actually, might have been, I forget that. I'm not trying to sound mean, but there's a lot. But I just couldn't tell.
Yeah.
I ran up to him, and he got scared. And then I saw heard by how he talked, and just how he acted that he did have Down syndrome, and I scared him, and I felt kind of bad.
I mean, yeah, that stuff happens.
Yeah.
Like, and usually when I scare a kid, like, I usually put my hands up, like, in, like, a I'm sorry motion, or, like, I kind of...
I tap my chest and go...
Oh, yeah, like a little love. Like, yeah. It's, like, I symbolize that, you know, okay, I'll back off. Like, okay, you know, I'm not going to keep messing with them, because, obviously, they do not want me there.
Yeah,
I'm not just going to keep scaring the poor little kid, because then they just get traumatized forever.
Yeah.
Maybe not forever, but, I mean... And there's adults. There's adults that are scared. There's like a genuine phobia. Like, I think it's literally called masculophobia, where it's like you have a fear of mascots.
Really? That's weird.
It's like, I'm pretty sure it's called masculophobia, but it's like, yeah. And I see that. There's adults, teenagers a lot. Just the moment I get near them, they just instantly look uncomfortable and like, clearly don't want me there. Sometimes those signs are hard to pick up on because their friend, like, I don't really like it when their friend is like, hey, Bucky, he's scared of you. Come interact. And I'm just like, kind of just like, really, man? Like, obviously your friend doesn't want me here, and like, you're trying to force, and they're like pushing the person toward me too, and I'm like, come on, man. Like, obviously they don't want me there. Like, they don't want me around them. And I don't want to make a bad experience, because like, I don't know if it's their first time coming to a game or something like that, you know. This, I don't know, there's a lot of, sadly, there's a lot of maybe not a lot, obviously the good outweighs the bad, but I don't know, out of all the moments, like, what would you say is probably the most, like, negative thing you've experienced?
That's a hard one, because we've only been here for 2 years.
Right, yeah.
But...
yeah, like, so far. Obviously, there's probably going to be worse to come.
So far? I've heard a lot of bad things, but I haven't experienced a lot of bad things. I want to say...
I mean, it could be anything. Like, it could be pretty small, too.
Different of what you perceive as like bad.
Yeah, it's a gray area.
There can be like overwhelming parts or just bad parts. I say the bad part, I was imitating a guy, like I was walking behind him.
Oh yeah, yeah.
And I couldn't see that at the time, but I think he was carrying a gun.
Oh.
And I guess he wasn't having it. Looked at me, and I'm like, oh, okay, I'll walk away.
He just had that look in his eyes.
Yeah, and then the Diamond Girl said he was carrying.
Oh, my God.
Or I'd say overwhelming, too. I was in Quack yesterday, and we were up at the pool, and I didn't want to sign anything because it was just, like, the last thing I had to do. I was trying to go home because I was just sick.
Yeah.
And also, we usually just don't sign stuff when we're not in the booth. But we were up at the pool. We went up earlier, and all the kids stayed in the pool. Mm-hmm. So we thought that was going to happen again. Nope. But we go up, and there's kids asking for autographs. And we're like, no, we can't autograph.
You know what's funny? When I went up there as change-up, I had to autograph. Sometimes they force you, man. Like, sometimes they literally just, like, put the stuff in your hands. And it's like, well, now I can't deny it. But then... the sucky part is, once you sign one thing,
you gotta sign everything.
Everybody comes over, and you have to sign everything. And that's an unfortunate train. I don't like when that happens, because it puts me in a bad situation where it's like, okay, I need to go, but at the same time, it's going to seem unfair that I signed something. I had to experience that.
I got a story that goes along with that, this story. My Diamond Girl was saying, no, we're not signing autographs. And then we kept walking, and there's one kid that kept heckling. So she turned around, and as she turns around, she thought it was just one kid. There's like 30 other kids there. And she's like, change up, I was like, Quack, you're going to have to sign fast. So I just signed as fast as I could, as much as I could.
Yeah.
And then I walked away.
Sloppy signatures and all. Like, yeah, sometimes it's the same with photos too. Sometimes like you just get forced into a photo. Like
I hate it when like you're trying to like you're like right at the door to go in the mascot thing and just photo after photo
and
after photo.
Yeah, they're just and sometimes the Diamond Girls, you know, they'll be like, "Hey, okay, we can't do photos right now." But like I said, sometimes you just get forced. Like the kid just comes up and then I hate it, you know, we get forced and then, you know, the person taking the photo takes forever to pull up the camera app and like sometimes like and like I had like these teenage girls and like I was walking back and one of them came over to me and they were just like, oh my God, we want to get a photo. And I was like, okay, I can do one quickly.
I always do this. I go like that.
Yeah, I was doing that too. And they were like yelling at their friend, but their friend was just taking so long and like, and I can't just walk away because that would just be rude.
Yeah.
But it's like sometimes like they take forever and it just bothers me because it's like I'm trying to get back. And then the longer that they take, the more time people see us getting a photo. And then it soon just turns into a line.
Yeah.
And like, I mean, there's definitely mascots out there that are willing to take every photo they can. And,
but we run on a schedule, though.
Yeah, we run... Like, it's not like we choose to not want to take photos with people. Like, sometimes we literally, like, need to, because we have, like, a script we have to follow. Mm-hmm. So it's like, sometimes we need to go. Like, we need to get out.
That's when the Diamond Girls have to say
it. Yeah, like, sometimes, like, the Diamond Girls need to step in. And, like I said earlier, like, I understand sometimes, like, some of the newer ones, like, they're afraid to come off as rude. And I get that. Because if they come off as rude, I mean, people can get angry so fast. Oh, like, yeah. And then it just turns into a big mess. But, yeah, like, I don't know. Sometimes it's hard to deny people stuff. If we didn't run on a script, I mean, yeah, gladly. Or, like, you know, when we do have time to just take photos with people, like, we try and do everybody we can. And sadly, we have to miss people. But, like, I don't know. That's the hardest part about being on a script is, you know, sometimes you miss out on interactions.
We do have the time to roam around, but I, like, never roam around because I never know how fast an inning
is
going to go.
Yeah, that's the other thing about being, like, a baseball mascot is it's, like, it's different. Like, when I do basketball, you know, those games are set times. Like, mm-hmm. It's a set time limit each time. So it's, like, I'll know when I'll be in, I'll know when I'll be out. But, like, yeah. Baseball innings can take so long. Sometimes, like, we literally just stand there by the gate, like, waiting for 10 minutes because, you know, they can't get a strikeout or we're just letting runs go or they do a pitching change and then we're standing there even longer. Time sometimes, unfortunately, restricts us from interacting with people. And sometimes kids get really sad at that. And I get really sad at that because I hate having to make someone sad. Off of the negative stuff, let's talk about the highlights, the best moments. It could literally be anything, simple interaction, just something that made your day, or maybe you know you made someone else's day. Like,
that's the thing. Like, I don't ever remember, or I don't remember a lot of the negative stuff, but I remember almost every single positive thing.
Yeah.
There's a lot. I'll choose, like, two. First off, just the, I don't want to say mental, but, like, it's different because I grew up loving baseball and obviously going to the Reading Phillies.
Yeah.
And it's so cool being able to mascot for the team I grew up watching and being on the field, like, during the national anthem.
Yeah, it is surreal.
And, like, hugging players or high-fiving them and being right next to the umpires for national anthem. National anthems are always nice to hear. Like, the one girl, the one day, I don't know if you were... No, you weren't here for that. This girl was, like, probably 5 or 6, like, short. And she sang the national anthem by herself.
Aww.
And hit every single note perfectly. And the vibrato at the end, like, where, like, your voice goes, like, oh, like that. She hit that perfectly, too. Aww. I don't know how. She did, like, an amazing job. That's a really cool and memorable part. But I don't know. I gotta say, hearing, like, when you're in the mask, not the mask, but the autograph booth, and you sign someone else's stuff and they leave, and you see a little kid. I usually get down on my knees for little kids. Yep. Someone at their level, and they come running to you with a hug and they say your name, like, Blooper or something. That hits home.
Or they say, like, oh, you're my favorite. Like, I love that. I love hearing that too. Like, oh, yeah. And you know, it's ironic because, like, they say, oh, Bucky, you're my favorite, Blooper, you're my favorite, but it's like we switch people every game. So it's like and, like, the one of the things we run into with working in a team of, like, 10 people is they'll be like, hey, do you remember me from Wednesday night? When it's like we weren't the ones working that night. Every time that happens to me, I just nod. Like, I'm just like, yeah, I remember. And then, because usually they don't take it any further. Or if they do, I just keep nodding, saying, like, I remember that. But, yeah, like, hearing, like, oh, you're my favorite blooper, or you're my favorite screwball. Like, that stuff is very nice to hear. We also get to meet. Did you work any of the Philly Fanatic games?
Yeah, I worked the one with you.
You worked one?
I stood next to him for the...
Yeah, you did. That photo I have. Yeah, that's another thing. Like, we get to meet, like, I got to meet Kurt Angle. Like, when Kurt Angle came.
Who's that?
He's a wrestler. You've probably seen the meme. He had, like, a big meme. Like, a staring meme, I can show you. But, like, I got to shake his hand, man. Like, you get to see some of these famous people. Like, I get jealous because I see, like, NBA mascots on Instagram. I follow them. Mm-hmm. And I just see, like, they see, like, Drake at a game or, you know, mm-hmm. some other big rapper or some celebrity. And I'm like, dang, you know, it's crazy that you get to meet those people. And it's like...
small town celebrities here.
Yeah. I mean, we still get, like the Philly Fanatic's probably the biggest dude that comes. Yeah. Like, he is...
the office night, you got the guy who plays Kevin...
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that was awesome. Like, and that's the crazy thing. Like, getting to meet those famous people just because, you know, we're mascots and mm-hmm. we're just out on the field when they do stuff.
Yeah, and it's cool interacting with the players, too, because, like, I hugged Aiden Miller and the Easter Bunny, and, like, he's probably going to go to the league.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah. That's cool.
Yeah, like, the players sometimes are funny as well. And, like... You know, obviously they know. They know that we're people under the mask, so they just, like, get us to, like, talk to them. like
they're your fine talking to.
Yeah, it's funny. Like, some of them are awesome.
Last year was fun with Ethan Miller.
Or
Ethan Wilson, not Ethan Miller. He'd always ask, is this a guy or a girl? And how old are you? Always asking questions.
I love it when, you know, some adults do that, but I don't like it when kids.
Yeah, no, I don't really
like when a kid is like, "I know you see out of that," or "I know you're just a person under there," and it's like, "Okay, you know, yeah, but don't say it so loud in case mm-hmm. other kids around hear it." And that's not me saying they're never going to discover the truth.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously they will. But, you know, like, keep the magic as long as you can. I mean, because sometimes people go to games to see the mascots. Like, kids will buy, that's another thing, seeing a kid holding the plushie of the character that we're playing.
Maddie bought one yesterday. Aww.
Yeah. I love seeing, like, a kid holding, like, the plushie of our character. Just having that genuine, like, love for the character. Cause like, obviously those kids, they don't know yet.
Mm-hmm.
But like, and they just like actually think, you know,
they're real.
And I love that. And I want, kids to have that feeling as long as it can. Cause that makes it special to meet people, like to meet mascots when you don't know that it's just a person under there. Yeah. Or like, even when it is a person under there, like you still can make people so happy because
mm-hmm.
like obviously they don't know who it is. They know someone, but they're not gonna hammer you for info because they just want to see you be stupid and make them laugh. Trying to think of one of my highlights. Yeah, like you said, it's a little hard to choose because we've only been it for 2 years. Like, there's so many more memories to come. Like, probably my favorite. Yeah, you're right. This is hard. This is tough. You can't really choose one. I think that's the truth. Yeah. I feel like there's a truth to that. You can't really choose a favorite moment. You can generalize it, like you generalized it. You know, just a kid literally just running up, so happy and just hugging you, stuff like that. At the Reading Rebels, there's this. This kid comes, he comes every game. He goes courtside. He's in a wheelchair. Every game, he always wants to see me. Like, he always wants to see Reggie, and he always gets a picture with him every game. And I love interacting with him because he's so sweet. His dad's really nice. And I saw him at a Reading Phil's game on Saturday.
Like, oh, really?
I saw him there. I guess he goes to all of them, but that's the other weird thing, you know? When we're done with the night, like, we're done after that, we take off costume, everything, and we just walk out of the mascot room. And
I smile at people like I'm in the mascot
costume. It's just like no one knows. Like, that's the other thing is it's like the moment we're done.
Like, if you recognize a kid, you're like, I remember taking a photo with them. Yeah, but like, they just see you as like any other person.
I remember hugging you, man. Like, it's so crazy just walking around an environment and not telling people, you know, oh, I'm the mascot, or, you know, oh, I interacted with you and stuff. We just Now, we're not under, you know, NDA. Mm-hmm. Some, like, especially when you get in the major leagues, they make you do, you know, where you literally, I don't know how far, I don't know how far those NDAs go. Like, obviously, I don't think it hits the point where it's like, you can't even tell your parents, like family stuff, but, you know, you literally, you just can't tell anybody. Like, you can't, mm-hmm. I think you can poke around it. Mm-hmm. You can say, I'm a major league mascot, but you're not allowed to say your team. Even maybe, like, you can't even say the state you're in, because, mm-hmm. like, that would give it away. But, like, right now, like, I think we're kind of advised to not post so much. Obviously, like, we can't take photos of, like, the other performers, mm-hmm. and, like without their permission, like, share that, you know, they're a performer as well. That's why, like, we didn't say any of their names, but... me and Ben have actively posted about, like...
But we post on Snapchat, and not a lot of, like, people. Like, it's just our friends on Snapchat.
Yeah, and it's like, I really only tell my close friends. Like, I don't boast it. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm not everybody I meet, you know. Oh, I'm a mascot. I love telling people it, because a lot of people genuinely think it's really cool. Mm-hmm. And that's something I love. Is that every time I do tell somebody new, they're like genuinely interested. Like, they genuinely just start asking questions. Oh, what do you do? How do you do it? How do you bear the heat? Like, stuff like that.
Yeah.
But yeah, like, you can't really choose a highlight. I mean, you probably could, but right now, like, everything's just kind of together. Like, everything just kind of blends together. Everything's a highlight. A simple smile, a hug, anything like that. Like, it's all that kind of stuff, man. Mm-hmm. It's such an awesome job. Like, if you really think, you know, like, you really want to make people happy, but you're afraid to perform in front of crowds, but you want to perform, I would recommend mascotting to anyone. Mm-hmm. Like, anybody can try it. And, I mean, prior to trying it, I literally had no clue I wanted to do it.
Same.
Like, I never was growing up being like, I want to be Screwball. Like, I just tried it one night, and I was like, wow, this is awesome.
Yeah, same.
Like, I would just recommend it. I'd recommend it to anybody who thinks they're energetic, not afraid to do stuff. Because when you do it, I mean, like, if I was to mentor somebody, I'd literally tell them, dude, be stupid and you'll do good. Like,
yeah.
It's one of those lines of work where you can just tell somebody, you know, be an idiot and you get paid for it.
Mm-hmm. I mean, even if I wasn't getting paid, I'd still do it. It's such a good job.
Absolutely. Like, high school, I don't get paid for it, but I just love it. Like, I love doing it so much. Payment is actually, we can cover that real quick. So, like, okay, Ben, if you were to go in for, I don't know, whatever sport you want, basketball, stuff like that, and they, like, you got the job, and they sit you down and they say, all right, you get a flat rate every game. Mm-hmm. Like, what would you give yourself for a flat rate? Because that's happened to me. Like, that had to happen to me with the Rebels. Mm-hmm. Like, I get a flat rate, and, like, I have to know my worth. I don't know, like, what would you say your worth is? Like, and you can be as egotistical as you want, man.
$100, no. I'd say, like, $15.
$15 a game?
I don't know, I mean, like...
Do, like, a flat rate. It's got to be more than $50. I'll tell you that right now.
$50.
You're worth more than $50. You do professional work, like...
Then maybe 70.
70? I think 75.
75.
I'm at 75. Like, that's something... I mean, there's a lot of factors that go into it. Mm-hmm. What sport is it? How long are the games? How many days do you want me there? Mm-hmm. Am I the only performer? Because, like, that's my issue. I'm the only performer for the Rebels, so it's like I kind of have to do every game.
Mm-hmm.
No, I think 75 to 100 right now is a fair rate. Like,
yeah.
Like, we have good interaction skills. We have good improv. But obviously we're not at the level some of the other people are. Mm-hmm. Like one of, like, you kind of do need to know your worth sometimes. Mm-hmm. Cause like some jobs might do that where they ask you, you know, how much do you think you're worth? Or, I mean, well, you do photography too. So, you kind of deal with that. Like, yeah, you deal with charging people what you were worth, your equipment and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. It's kind of the same, but you don't have to take in account equipment. You really just have to take in account with, I mean, I'm good at being a mascot. I'm good at interacting with people. Mm-hmm. I'm good at dancing.
Yeah.
That's actually something I struggle with. I can't dance. I try my hardest.
It's hard, especially in the mascot costumes.
You can barely hear the music sometimes. Like, and I don't even know what song's playing sometimes. Like, we do the Taylor Swift sing-along. Sometimes they play, you know, Shake It Off, and I can dance to that. But if they play, like, a Taylor Swift song I don't listen to, I don't listen to Taylor Swift anyways. Like, yeah. But, like, they play, like, Shake It Off, like, the memorable ones. But mm-hmm. I don't listen to the other ones, like, on the regular.
Yeah, no.
So you'd say, like, $75 to $100?
Yeah.
I think that's fair. That's honestly what I would give myself, too. Well, you know, I think that's everything. I think that's all we have time for today. Ben, you got any last remarks, advice, anybody, once maybe up and coming people thinking about doing it, you know?
Don't be scared. Just have fun and take that risk of being that mascot, because no one knows who you are.
Exactly. I think don't be scared is one of the biggest things, because like he said, no one knows who you are, and that's the biggest factor about it. Anonymity is your friend in this industry. Well, thank you all for listening today. This was fun. Me and Ben are gonna continue to thrive in the industry, hopefully go on to, you know, bigger and better stuff. Sure. Not like we don't love the one we do right now. Mm-hmm. I mean, a minor league mascot is pretty freaking awesome. So
yeah.
All right, well, everybody stay safe, hug your favorite characters. Don't smack heads. Don't take heads off. If your kid is, you know, messing with a mascot badly, please stop them. But other than that, that's all we have for today. So this has been Silent Stars.